Things you can do in 15 minutes. Walk the dog. Make a smoothie. Meditate. Now you can add creating a personalized retirement plan to that list. Schedule your complimentary 15-minute call with Heckman Financial Services today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Keyword.
That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. I want to start off by letting you know about the Wealth Creator Toolbox. This toolbox is something you can get complimentary, and in it includes Eric's book. Of course, he is an author. You know that. Worry Less Wealth. You get the book. And then there's some other educational reports that you can get, all designed to help you understand how you can retire well. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Toolbox, 800-454-1184. And then always remember, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Well, hey, Luann, it's always good to be helping people and figuring out how to do what you should be doing and how to stop doing what you shouldn't be doing, right?
So exactly. It,
you know, there's a lot of things that we all know, but even famous golfers, Tiger Woods, all these different people, they all have coaches. Everybody has, you know, all these high performer type people still have coaches. Not that they don't know what they should be doing, but they need to be reminded. So again, that's what we're here for today, to help figure that part out.
Right. And we have an article called the 20 Bad Money Habits to Break in this year. Okay. And so 3 out of 4 Americans, it says, they don't have a written financial plan. Okay. And you always say you've got to have that going into retirement. So, you know, you don't want to wing it as you're headed into a brand new phase of life. How can we break the habit, though, of living without a budget, as many people do?
Yeah, well, that's one of those things where you just got to, you know, start taking action. So, I mean, there's a couple simple things. You know, living without a budget, I guess, isn't so bad as long as you're saving tons of money and you have tons of money, right? Well, in case you don't, right, then that's when you probably should have a budget. And so, of course, there's a few things, you know, just payroll deducted type of savings accounts like 401ks and such. So that's a lot nicer and easier just because it doesn't get to you, right? So you can't spend it on accident. But then beyond that, how do you just not spend too much? How do you spend things on the right things? Well, I mean, one of the easiest things is just figuring out your fixed costs. So if you just add up all your fixed costs, that's one of the best ways to figure that out. So, you know, rent or mortgage and insurances and all these things. But then you also got to flip them all to a monthly amount, because some things like homeowners insurance, maybe only once a year, car twice a year, you know, certain things aren't every single month. So if you add up all those fixed costs and use them as a monthly mode, then you know how much you have to be spending just on that stuff. Well, then everything else is the variable. So, you know, if you're, say, your take home pay is $5,000 and you got $3,000 of fixed costs every month, well, then, you know, you have $2,000 for everything else. So that means your credit card bill better not be over $2,000, right?
Right.
you know, your ATM withdrawals, all those other things. So that could be an easy way to do it. So if you're having a hard time budgeting, at least that's something where you could, you know, just have at least some basic amounts going. And I find that's a lot easier than tracking every single dime, every single penny. And, you know, people at least, yeah, if you start thinking about the fixed versus variable, it's a lot better way to go.
You know what? I think about when you were talking about some people just spending freely. It reminds me of a guy in college, my husband's fraternity brother, and he had a checkbook and he would write it down, but he never balanced it because his parents were very wealthy and he didn't have to. You know, he just kept track of what he spent. And I wonder if he's that complacent now to this day, you know, as he's 60 some years old, because being complacent is a bad habit that we can all have. We don't make regular adjustments, maybe to our portfolio, or pay attention to those fees that we might be paying. Maybe we're in financial institutions that we're kind of not too happy with, but we're just not doing anything. How does working with someone like you, Eric, help us keep from becoming too complacent with our retirement money?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when things are going up and things are all good, yeah, it is really easy to get complacent. When things go crazy, like 2020, then that can be a little different, right? So that's when people start maybe paying attention some. But then once things get okay, then they just start ignoring it. You know, I find a lot of people are actually working with either, you know, the robo stuff, right, the online stuff, or they're working with just really an investment manager. And that person may not really do much in terms of their overall financial planning and spending and things like that. So that's one of the things that I think people need to be doing. And just like you're, you know, anytime you're driving down the highway or something, you look back at your GPS every once in a while, make sure you're going the right direction. And same thing with your finances. Every once in a while, you got to kind of check in to see, okay, am I still on track? I mean, I know I checked it a year ago. Well, what's happened in the last year? Hopefully I've saved more money. Hopefully I have more money built up, but did I? Right? So am I closer, farther from that goal, that destination? And I think it's one of the critical things that people, unfortunately, you know, don't take the time to do. So that's definitely one that I think more and more people should be, you know, taking some time out and saying, hey, you know, let's figure out where we are. And so, I mean, one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial really is to help people do that process. So usually we just set up a 15 to 30 minute worryless wealth talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what concerns are. It could be on the phone or Zoom, whatever. You know, just kind of go over those basic things. Then from there, what we do is we set up an actual blueprint meeting where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we used to charge you a fee for, but now we're actually giving that free to people listening to this show. And so then what we do is we just go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, tell you what's good, what's working, tell you what issues you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. But at least then you get that information that's so critically needed. So, yeah, definitely give us a call. Again, you can either text the word VISIT or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox, something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking about bad money habits that we need to break, especially as we're heading into retirement. We're highlighting just the ones that have to do with retirees. Another one is leaving tax breaks on the table, okay? So we've got to have a tax-efficient retirement strategy so that we can, you know, keep our own money in our own pockets. How can we do that? How do you help people have a tax-efficient strategy?
Well, one of the biggest things right now is, you know, taxes have been on sale. Taxes have been the lowest that they've ever been. Yet there's been trillions and trillions of dollars of government bailouts. The Fed's been printing trillions of dollars. There's going to be a change. You know, there's going to be something that's going to happen, right? You can't just keep going back to the budget question. You can't just keep racking up credit card bills and not paying for them. And that's really what the government's been doing. So one of the things that, yeah, you have to be paying attention to for retirement is taxes. I mean, it's a huge one. So if you're putting everything in your 401ks, and it's all deferred to later to be taxed at whatever the rate the government decides they want to be then, that's pretty scary. So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of tax talks with people and helping them figure out, okay, should we be doing Roth conversions? Should we be using other, you know, tax strategies that are tax-free, that are tax-deferred? You know, everything you do, taxes, you know, really has a huge part, right? I mean, if you make 10% but you lose a third to the government, well, okay, how about you can make, you know, 8% and not lose the third? Well, hey, that's a lot better deal, right? Uh-huh. So if you want to get a little bit more information about how to be successful in retirement, one of the things we have developed is this toolbox here that we have. So we've got a lot of resources up there. We've got a copy of my book. We've got a lot of educational materials that you can pick and select from and just download. So again, if that's something you want to grab, super easy. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can even call and leave a message for toolbox. But text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial. Plus, he's also author of his book, Worry Less Wealth. And this book is much like what we talk about on our show. He wrote this to open up our eyes to all the things available to have a remarkable retirement. And he carries that in through this show as well to help us see maybe any warning signs and any planning that we've done before trouble begins. So you can get this book, Worry Less Wealth, on his website or just by calling his phone number. So his phone number, 800-454-1184, and his website, wealthcreatorradio.com. So it is no surprise that inflation is kind of our top concern for people who are preparing for retirement. And Eric, CNBC says that 71% of retirement age investors are actually worried about a negative impact of inflation on their savings. I mean, you know, they're not going to be getting any more money in. I mean, as far as a paycheck goes, a personal capital poll. It was conducted by Qualtrics. They did this poll on people who are planning to retire in the next 5 years, and it says the same thing. Inflation is their biggest concern, and a third of those respondents in the poll said that it was really the pandemic that has made them worry about their nest egg and think that they need a larger one, maybe even worried about their standard of living. So for people who are worried about that bigger nest egg for retirement, what would be their first step in helping them analyze how they're doing?
Well, first of all, just having an income plan, right? They need to know, is that income going to be okay with inflation and counted in, with taxes counted in, and the different types of taxes, right? Is it 401k? Is it Social Security? Is it Roth? Is it, you know, regular money where it's got cost basis? So all those types of tools have different tax effects. So that's one of the things that you want to be looking for. Obviously, cash is not a place to be, right? Getting that 0.01 that might go up to 1% or something maybe as rates go up. But when rates go up, debt goes up fast, right? Mortgage rates go up fast. Credit cards go up fast. Mm-hmm. You know, overnight. Savings accounts, very slow. Mm-hmm. That's going to take a lot longer for those to really go up. So yeah, cash is a horrible place to be in. And you know, there are also financial tools that allow you to actually have a higher withdrawal rate. And that's an easy way to actually kind of counteract some of the effects of inflation is knowing that, hey, I can take out, you know, 5 or 6% out of this tool and I'm going to still be safe. So, yeah. So a lot of times it's just about reallocation.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So this poll, this personal capital poll that we're talking about basically indicates that about a fourth of pre-retirees have actually pushed their retirement date back. And then same amount of people are saying, I'm just going to work part-time in retirement because they are worried they haven't saved enough. Number one fear of retirees today. Are there any options then if you're afraid that you're going to come up short for savings? Any other options?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's lots of great tools. And again, you know, first of all, you got to have a plan. Yeah. So you know if you are or aren't.
Right.
So having that written income plan that runs that money out. You know, but there are some different tools. You know, there's, you know, index annuities that it can be a great tool where they can pay an income for life, or they can at least give you that principal guarantee and then have that money, you know, paying back out to you. And, you know, it's not going to go away. So that at least gives you a good baseline. So that way, you know, you don't have to worry day by day on the stock market side of things. And, you know, so there are some ways to actually, you know, in essence, kind of beef up that payment stream, make sure it's going there, make sure it's steady. But again, it's one of these things where you have to have the right types of money. So you have to have the three critical types of money. Is not everybody's pretty much in the market money with their 401k, because it's about the only options you get, right? Stocks and bonds. Mm. What you really need to do is with your other monies, your old retirement plans or your IRAs and just regular savings, you need to have some foundational money. That's where like the annuity stuff can come in, have some guarantees, some stuff that's better than the bank, better than bonds. So that way, you know you're earning a lot more, so that's going to help with inflation, but also it's paying out a lot nicer and steady. And then, you know, in between that, you want some steady income funds. These are things that typically are tied to real estate or debt or other things, and these are definitely good inflation assets, so they're usually paying you 5, 6, 7%, plus they got hopefully some appreciation, but they're not really bouncing around daily in the market. So, you know, once you have those three types of money, it makes life a lot easier. And, you know, then you're not just all in one thing, which is mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, all those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that really scares me, is anybody who's in those types of situations. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to be protected against inflation, you really want to have that analysis done, all you have to do is give us a call, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or go online, book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's talk about that. What goes into building this plan, this retirement income strategy, so that you can be confident about taking money out of those retirement accounts?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's, you know, making sure you have lots of little checks. So that's the weird part. Probably one of the best comments I ever had was one of my clients. He said it was like Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and he's running in the air before he falls. That's what it kind of first felt like to retire, because, you know, you get this check that you got twice a month right beforehand, and it was pretty easy and you always had it. Now it's, you know, maybe you have Social Security turned on, maybe not yet. You got, you know, money in the bank, you got retirement plans, 401ks, IRAs, you got Roth, you got regular money. You know, how do you get all these things to add up to that old check that you used to get? And so, yeah, it definitely takes some planning. I mean, it's kind of like if you get something from IKEA and they forgot the instructions, oh, good luck.
Oh, my.
All right. You know, here's a bunch of tools and a couple Allen wrenches. Right. And, you know, we'll see you in 2 days if you're still alive and haven't gone insane. Right. So that's what retirement can be like if you don't have that instruction map to say, hey, this goes here, this goes here. But unfortunately, there is no set tool, right? There's no set map or instruction guides. So really, it's just, yeah, having that income plan, knowing that money's running out, look at what risk level you have, making sure that plays out, and you know, then taxes along the way, because lots of times people don't think about the fact that when you hit retirement, you get to pick your taxes, which seems weird, right? But you get to pick which tax bucket you're taking money from, and that's going to, you know, dictate how much tax you have to pay that year. So it's very different.
Eric, you know, MarketWatch does say that nobody suffers more from high inflation than retirees. And if you go back into the 70s, okay, those retirees who were living on that fixed income were hit hardest as all the prices started to skyrocket with inflation. And every year, retirees just got poorer and poorer. And now here we are. Inflation is at the highest we've seen in 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, inflation really never sleeps. It just, it never stops. I mean, we all have that thing of, you know, I remember when,
yep.
You know, this was 25 cents or this was that, right? And so, you know, if you want to maintain that standard of living, you have to have, you know, your income rising over time. I mean, you have to have that money protected from loss, but also have it, you know, increasing. Because if it's not, you're going to be just kind of basically going backward. You know, you're going to feel like you're staying steady, but you know, your spending power is going backwards. So, you know, really what you need to do is have an income analysis that figures out how much you're in need for retirement, you know, so that way you can do the things you want to do, right? That mm-hmm. have that fun fund where mm-hmm. you can go out and do all those things. And, you know, look at the risks that pose to that plan, right? I mean, you want to see about not just inflation, but stock market volatility, tax increases, healthcare, everything, and then figure out how to have that income generated. For our planning, we've been waiving the fee, and so there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is really just set up a time. Let us figure out what's going on in your situation. We can kind of talk about it, figure out how to hopefully at least inflation-proof that analysis of your income. And really make sure that that money keeps growing, because in terms of cost of everything, it about doubles every 20 years. So that means whatever you need to retire on today, you need twice that in 20 years from now. So, you know, that's going to be a lot of planning to get that successful. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to be protected against inflation, you really want to have that analysis done, all you have to do is give us a call, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online, book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Most of us will underestimate our lifespan by about 5 years or more, and we're going to talk about why that's so important and such a costly mistake coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. You know, we have to make our money last a long time in retirement. In fact, that's the main risk, is living a long time. And we don't know how long we're going to live. So if we live 20, 30 years, you know, and then we have inflation on top of that, what's going to happen with our money?
Well, exactly. I mean, the cost of everything pretty much doubles every 20 years. So, you know, if you need, say, $7,000 a month to live on now, that's going to be $14,000. You know, in 2040s, right? Mm-hmm. So definitely need to have that money growing. And one of the weird ones I had is at a person, I was trying to figure out when this was exactly, but it's probably the early 2000s. I talked to this gentleman, and he was down in the Monterey area, and he had turned on his Social Security at 62, the youngest age with the smallest check, because when he first retired, all the, you know, CDs and stuff were paying 6%, 7%, 8%. So he didn't care, right? And that's why he said, I wasn't worried. And then, of course, interest rates drop like a rock, mm-hmm. right? And all of a sudden that income dropped down. And then guess what? Now he's got a smallest Social Security check you can get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes up with inflation, but not very much, because it's a smaller, you know, starting a dollar amount. So the other problem too, is I find, is a lot of people just, they plan on today's economy being there for the next 20, 30 years, which obviously now we're almost the exact opposite from what that gentleman had, is now we're starting to see rates go the other direction, and things start going back up from zero, and inflation coming back, which then it was going down some. So, you know, yeah, you cannot plan on your whole time from just, okay, everything's just today and it's all gonna be same for the next 20-30 years.
Right.
Not gonna work.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. Our economy today is not gonna be the same throughout all of our retirement. The question is, how do you help someone create an inflation adjusted spending plan for retirement when there's just so many unknowns, you know?
Yeah, obviously there's, you know, I do have a crystal ball in my office. I've never been able to turn it on. So it turns out there's no on switch. I haven't figured it out, but but it looks nice.
Yeah.
It probably gets dusty. It is one of these things where you can't guess all these details, but what can you do, right? It's what can you control versus what you can't control. And so what are the things we can control? Well, we can control how we're putting our money away and where we're putting that money away, and, you know, what types of protections it has. Is it increasing over time? Obviously, we don't plan on saying, okay, we're going to have $7,000 for the rest of our life and, you know, never have it increase. Nope, we're going to have it, you know, growing with 3% inflation. You know, some stuff doesn't inflate. You know, the mortgage is one of the best things in out there. So, you know, if you retire and you still got a mortgage, if that mortgage is going to be around for 15 or 20 years still, those payments, they're the same payments all those years. So in a weird way, mortgages actually get cheaper in retirement, which, you know, sounds weird.
Yeah.
But they don't go up, right? So having a plan that takes that all into effect is really the key thing, is looking at that and making sure you're adjusting for that, not only just the inflation aspects, but also the tax aspects of those different types of dollars, right? Which types of money are you taking from where? Once you hit 72, you have to be taking out a lot more IRA and retirement monies because you've got that required minimum distribution. What's that going to be like tax-wise? You know, all those things. So it's not just inflation adjusted, but it's also tax adjusted. And so you need to have that all done. And that's one of the great things that we actually have here at Heckman Financials. We got some really, really good software that does that exactly. And the best part for my clients is, you know, once they start working with us every year, we can kind of adjust that. We can see, are they on track? And also your spending's not linear. Yeah, you have that bucket list of all those things you do. And of course, the pandemic slowed down a lot of those things that people wanted to do, right? And so, you know, if you're trying to finally do all those things, typically they cost money. If you want to do that European River Cruise or Machu Picchu or, you know, whatever, you know, kind of fun trips you want to do. And so typically people spend a little bit more in their first 5 to 10 years of retirement. So you also need to plan that in. And so, yeah, there's a lot to go into that. But, yeah, you know, if you've got some good tools and somebody who's been doing this for 30 years and seen how people retire, you know, yeah, that's the big thing. And I mean, my goal is to help 1,000 people by 2031 retire. And, you know, that's what we're trying to achieve, is helping those people do that. And, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to get a little bit more information, you know, we can set up a 15-30 minute phone call. Just with literally with me, and we'll talk, go over your situation and see if we should build that blueprint to worry less wealth or not for you. So again, that's if you want to set that up, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. You'll get a link to set up a time, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So many people are worried about inflation, Eric, because they want to have that same lifestyle in retirement. They want to live that. How much do we need to save?
Well, everybody should be at least saving 15, and if you can be really great, 20.
Okay.
And so that's tough. You know, for like my son, who's my oldest son, who just got out of college and stuff. Yeah, no, I was talking to him about, you know, okay, you got that 401k now at work, you know, put it all on the Roth side and do at least up to the match, which most companies, that's only 5 or 6%. Then the other money should be going to liquid savings, you know, boring savings that ain't going to make any money, but it's going to prevent you from having interest on credit cards and other things. So yeah, have that 6 month savings. And then in between, you want to build up that medium term money, you know, just regular investments. So that way you can have access to, you know, buy a car, get a house, all those types of things. Well, obviously, as you get older and older and you've built up some more of those other buckets, that emergency bucket, maybe some of that medium term type money. Yeah, then you just want to be plowing most of all that to retirement savings, right? And have that money building and growing and tax deferred. And hopefully if a lot of it's Roth, it's all yours at retirement. If it's not, if it's traditional money, then yeah, you have to remember that 100,000 in your IRA is really like 70. Mm. And yeah. So it's like you got a mortgage, it's called taxes. So the only way to really do that is just, yeah, the more fuel you add, you know, the farther your car will go, right? And so that's what you got to do, is just keep fueling up that retirement engine, and it'll go longer, it'll help with inflation. But yeah, if you're not adding much fuel, it's going to be really tough to get very far.
Yeah, listen to what Eric is saying. You know, 15, he gave you a number, how much you should be saving, 15% to 20%. And believe me, it's going to get, becoming 60 is going to get here a lot quicker than you think, because I'm 62. And I'm like, wow, you know, we didn't save enough. Sure wish we would have. So here I am, you know, going to be working for a long time. Now, inflation is just one piece of that whole retirement puzzle. So what would be some of the other concerns that we need to pay attention to in retirement?
I mean, of course, the big part is everybody wants to make sure that money lasts for their whole life, make sure they're not going to run out of money and all of a sudden be, you know, 85 and what to do now, right? You don't want to be living on the streets or something like that. So how do you make sure that money lasts? Well, yeah, you've got to have an income plan that figures out how much you're going to be spending, looks at those risks of inflation, market volatility, tax increases, healthcare costs, all those things, and, you know, really how to keep that standard of living going. And, you know, that's what we've been doing here at Heckman Financial for the last 30 years, is helping people do that shift from working to retirement. And
you know, it's very critical. And the math is very different than what it was when you were just, you know, working and trying to accumulate that money. So again, we've been waiving our fee right now for this planning. So if you want to set up a phone call for 15, 30 minutes, we'll talk, we'll figure out your situation. And then if you want us to do that blueprint, again, no cost, no obligation. It'll tell you where you're going, where you're headed, and then what actions you might want to take. And then it's up to you to take action. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word visit to get a link, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back with more.
Things you can do in 15 minutes. Walk the dog. Make a smoothie. Meditate. Now you can add creating a personalized retirement plan to that list. Schedule your complimentary 15-minute call with Heckman Financial Services today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Keyword.
That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Everybody has so many questions about retirement, so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of those questions, play them on the air, and have you answer their questions, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Some questions from retirees. Here's the first one.
I'm 59. I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now? Or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, I don't think anybody should rely on Social Security 100%. It may not be enough, and most likely for most people, it's not enough for sure. And, you know, if you look at the Social Security website, it changes, usually every year, but it's been roaming around the 80% range at some that roughly in 2035, which sounds like a long ways away, 14 years. They'll only be able to pay out 80% of their benefits, which is like you just saying, I'm going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Okay, mortgage company, you're okay with that, right? And they're like, no. So something will have to get fixed. We'll have to see if the government's actually up to trying to tackle this before it gets to be a monster problem. It'd be nicer, but so far nobody's done that. So I would definitely be saving more and trying to put more money away. I wouldn't rush out to turn on Social Security just because it may have issues. What's going to really happen is people who are younger are going to get less and less and less. And that's always been the way is they, flip it down the road, right? And harm the people who aren't about to vote and are on Social Security. So if you're younger, you better be saving a lot for yourself because who knows what will be left of it by then.
Right. We have some retiree questions that I'm playing for Eric, and he's answering them for us on air. Here we go.
My dad's 72, and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care. Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one, right? Because your parents were the ones who took care of you. Uh-huh. And yep. At some point, you kind of want to make sure they're going to be taken care of also, but they also may not want to be so open and talk to you about things. And, I would probably ask this with both of them in the room at the same time, and then maybe individually also, just because, especially if your dad says he's got it all taken care of, and then if dad dies, does mom have any idea what's going on? Does she, get involved with the finances? I mean, she might, but she also might not. And I've seen it very ugly situations where people have no idea what's going on, with their finances. And I mean, sometimes it's the guy even too. It's not, just a woman or anything. Usually most couples, there's one who does more of the finances and one who does a lot less. So yeah, that might be an issue just on its own is can mom take care of things if dad's gone? And, so that'd be one question. But then also the long-term care stuff. Hopefully you have some idea of maybe how much they owe in the house or not. And, is there more money in the, there, or do they have, you could obviously ask, do they have insurance for that? There are some great products now that are tied to life insurance that are really way better than normal, traditional, old school, long-term care policies. Cause all of those long-term care policies, they've all had their rates go up. And they can keep raising them year after year after year. So really, that's one of those ones where lots of times you want to be you know, looking at doing something different. And, you know, so it can be a hard situation to do. And, you know, one of the things that that we can do for people is also sit down and spend time with them. I mean, I've had lots of times where I've had adult children. Sometimes it's clients I have existing that, you know, one person I know, like one gentleman, he's a widow. Now we always meet with him and his daughter, where before I used to only talk to his wife because she's the one who ran everything and she worked in accounting and, you know, numbers were her gig. So it can definitely change, you know, but lots of times we've also had people where, can you talk to my parents? And they were my clients. And so we'll bring them in and talk to, you know, nowadays, of course, with Zoom and everything else, we can do it even virtually. It doesn't matter where they live. And, you know, find out what's going on and see if they, you know, want any help. And, you know, it can be a tough situation for sure, but you can only, you know, you can be responsible to somebody, but, you know, you can't really be responsible for somebody. So, you know, if they're not going to be able to be very forthwith and tell you what's going on, you know, then you might want to just say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, so I hope you got it all taken care of. And if you don't, let me know now. That's one of those tough things, is how do you do all these things? But since that one question there was about Social Security, we actually do have a report that we could send people on Social Security and with all the latest data and the ins and outs of Social Security. It's a really quick report. It's like 8 or 10 pages and stuff, and with a lot of pictures, so don't worry. It's not too jargony. So yeah, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text SS for Social Security. So you don't have to type in the whole long words. Just the two S's. If you text two S's to 800-454-1184, again, text SS for Social Security report, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That number again, 800-454-1184, and their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for listening. And here is a final question for you, Eric.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. You know, one of the things I'm big on is maintaining that control where the grandparents, it's still the grandparents' money. And, you know, not to say your kids won't spend it, but, you know, if you give the money directly to your kids, if they want to buy that jacuzzi for the house versus putting that money in the, you know, college savings account, they can totally do that legally. So, yeah, you can do a 529 account. You know, and those are ones where it's like a Roth IRA. You don't get a tax write-off for putting the money in there. They grow tax deferred. And then as long as, in this case, as long as it's used for education, it comes out tax-free. And so those can be a great tool. We've got a lot of grandparents that we have that are funding those for their kids. And the other one's a little bit more unique is lots of times we have a lot of people that are taking money out of their retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks, paying the tax, and then putting it into some specially designed overfunded life insurance policies. Now, there's some people on the radio that call it laser fund and all these other goofy, stupid names, which are really technically illegal to use those marketing terms. But it's really just an overfunded life insurance. And why would you want to do that? Well, those are indexing with the market so they can earn some pretty good money. And it's also something that they can keep for the rest of their life. And but it's also on top of that, it's something where you as the grandparent can still own it and, you know, have control over it. And so that way you don't have to give it to them when they're 18 or 21. You can choose if you ever want to give it to them down the road, but it doesn't have to go to them right away and stuff. So it's kind of a more unique way to go. It's something where you want to get the numbers and see how it plays out. But yeah, there's a lot of good ways that you can put money away for kids and grandkids and really have a good way to give them a kickstart in life. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of grandparents want is just to really help them, you know, get on that right foot. And, you know, one of the things we can help you do is get on that right foot by having a plan. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and doing something that's good, or maybe having those trips or other things things that you want to be doing. So with that, what we do is we have a worry less wealth phone call that we set up, and we just talk about what's the issues, what's the concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that planning process, and we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we'll go through this plan that you have now that you don't know you have. And again, we want to help you with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, or you can go online and book directly there. But again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hey, thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. On our show at this time, we always discuss some challenges, maybe even some risks that exist in retirement. So I wanted you to give us an example today of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles, as we call it.
Just kind of reminds me of we'll just call him Joe, but yeah, he came to me and he was, you know, one of these guys who loved his job, wanted to keep working, but then finally started saying, hey, you know, maybe I should slow down here and, you know, make it more work optional kind of thing, right? And so he wanted to start finally doing some planning. The only issue is he was about to turn 70. And so he put everything into pre-tax stuff, so 401ks and IRAs, and he was worried about taxes. Well, at 70, you know, used to be you had to be 70 and a half where you had to take your money out of your IRA. Now it's 72, but still, he's already at Social Security max age. So he's got that income coming in. And with everything being taxable, the tax planning is not much, right? It's just pay the tax. So, you know, so it's pretty tough to do stuff like that. You know, now how do you talk to me? You know, 5-10 years earlier, we could have been doing some stuff. We could have had some time to maybe do some conversions, or at least fund some stuff differently, or move some money around. But when 100% of your money is all pre-tax, guess what? When you take that money out, it's 100% taxable. So that left me now not much options in terms of what we can do, because then also in another year, not the same year, because it's 72 now, so he has 1 year gap where he could, you know, we can finally do a little bit of stuff, but you know, it's very small compared to had we had, you know, a little bit more runway to, you know, kind of take off kind of thing, right? So yeah, I mean, and that's one of the problems I run into a lot of times is people, you know, it's we're all bad about that, right? We all like to procrastinate, and you know, there's always those people on the news where they're dropping off their tax return on, you know, at almost midnight at post office, although nowadays it's more push the button, hit send, right? But you know, it's one of these things where, you know, we like to procrastinate, but man, it can cost you a ton of money by doing that. And so, you know, if you do just take some time and say, okay, how can I have some more diversity? How, because the other problem too is almost all of his money is in the market, so he had a huge amount of risk. Yeah, if you're 5 to 10 years out, that's when you really need to sit down and take some plans. So, you know, again, that's something if you want to take advantage of our time, hey, we'll go through that planning process. We'll show you the course you're on. We'll show you your blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not, but at least you'll get that information. Again, we're waiving that fee. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, you can either call and leave a message or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.